A former Boston church official says he knew Father Paul Shanley endorsed sex between men and boys when he appointed him 20 years ago to lead a Boston suburban parish. The official, Thomas Daly, is now the Bishop of Brooklyn, New York. Daly's comments came in a deposition that was released yesterday in connection with a lawsuit brought by three men who say they were molested by Shanley. They claim Daly and other church officials were negligent in how they dealt with the priest. From member station WNYC in New York, Amy Eddings reports.
Bishop Thomas Daly was the second in command in the Boston Archdiocese from the mid-70s to 1984. During that time, church documents released this spring show Bishop Daly was the point person for several complaints about Father Paul Shanley. One person wrote describing a speech Shanley allegedly gave, saying children seduce adults into sexual acts. Another inquired about Shanley's alleged participation in the founding conference of a group that advocates sexual relationships between men and boys. In the videotaped deposition, Bishop Daly did not remember much of the 20-year-old correspondence, nor did he recall talking to Shanley about his alleged views prior to appointing him to St. Jean's in the Boston suburb of Newton. Attorney Roderick McLeish, who represents three men in their negligent suit against the Archdiocese, asked Bishop Daly about his actions.
Looking at those letters, do you still believe that it was appropriate for you to appoint Paul Shanley as acting pastor of a family parish in Newton, Massachusetts in November of 1983?
I would have to agree that it would be extraordinary. And the only saving feature is that, to my knowledge at the time, he wasn't involved in activities. But having even said that, I would have very great misgivings and regrets even.
Bishop Daly described Paul Shanley as a troubled priest who needed help, but he did not remember speaking to superiors about getting Shanley that help. Shanley is the subject of a criminal case in which he's been charged with sexually molesting and raping four boys while he was at St. Jean's in the mid-80s. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.